Hi, guys. It is announcement time here from the A Voice for Men group of diehard activists. In making this announcement, I want to harken back to some of the good old days that will be familiar to old-timers who follow my work. Several years ago, AVFM launched a website called RegisterHer.com. It was a directory of all kinds of social misfits who happened to be female, including pedophiles, false accusers, violent women, and women in mainstream media whose bigotry was so profound and overt that it demanded public recognition. There was much wailing and gnashing of teeth about the website, and feminist media went to town constructing as many lies about it as they could. They claimed that we had published personal information on the women listed, like home addresses, places of employment, or work numbers. Of course, no such thing ever happened, but that did not stop feminists from spinning those lies. Jessica Valenti has even claimed that her listing on the site, calling her the unmitigated bigot that she is, resulted in her having to flee her home under FBI supervision. Of course, that too was a bald-faced lie. What can I say but liar's gonna lie? Now, there were things about the site, in both its function and purpose, with which I was not completely enamored, and AVFM eventually dropped the operation. To explain that more completely, John Himbling, also known as John the Other, at the time with AVFM, had done the lion's share of work building RegisterHer.com. And by lion's share, I mean 99%+ of the sweat that went into it. It was only fitting that he maintained possession of the domain and the website after I made the decision at AVFM to disconnect. That site stayed up for a while, but it was eventually taken down and is no longer in operation. The domain is still taken, so I assume that means JTO is still in ownership, but I don't know. I bring all this history up for a reason. The Register Her idea was a good one from inception. In fact, it is even more critical today than it was back then. To give you an example of this, I report to you that recently on Twitter I've been contacted by several people who told me that they were given 7-day bans on Twitter for simply having the name Suad Faress in their tweet. For those of you who don't know, Suad Faress is a British actress who made one of the most outlandish rape claims ever in the history of rape claims. She made the claim of a very public sexual assault on her by a man named Mark Pearson, despite the fact that their encounter was caught in its entirety on video, proving beyond any comprehensible doubt that Mark Pearson was completely innocent. And they did this while keeping the name Suad Faress out of the public eye under punishment of law. But of course, that did not stop the Crown Prosecution Service under gender bigot Alison Saunders from prosecuting him. For those interested, I've linked to 2 videos on this below. One is my video on the subject from February of 2016, where I named Suad Faress and told Mark Pearson's story. And the other is Mark Pearson's speech at ICMI 16, where he recounts his Kafkaesque nightmare in vivid detail, though he is still not allowed to mention Suad Faress by name. This is just one story in the ever-expanding dystopian landscape of false allegations. Personally, I don't find any of this acceptable, and I never have. False allegations of sexual crimes is one of the very worst things you can do to a human male. Reputations are destroyed. Mob mentality is often inspired, with some accused men being beaten and killed, and other victims kill themselves. And of course, some measure of men who are falsely accused wind up convicted and spending time in prison for crimes they did not commit. All because human beings have a lunatic mentality about protecting women and believing them, even when they are telling the worst lies humanly imaginable. And as we see with Jessica Valenti and Suad Faress, people get even crazier if you try to talk about the problem. It is with that in mind that I'm proud to announce the launch of RegisterHer.net. A new website based on an old idea. RegisterHer.net has a more refined, singular mission than the .com site did. For one, registerher.net is all about false allegations. We have created a directory of women who have proven, either by court conviction or verifiable admission to authorities, that they lied about being sexually assaulted. That last part is important enough to say twice, because the media these days currently resides in a pig pen filled with grunting, slop-eating liars. There is and will be no false accusers on the RegisterHer directory who have not been 100% proven to have lied about being sexually assaulted. Also, just like the old .com, no personal information such as residential or work addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and anything like it will be published on the site. As I have already said, the fake news media will ignore this reality and claim otherwise. It's just that they'll never be able to prove it because we will enforce our standards and rules with an iron fist. The site is live right now and linked below. I urge you to take a look and to offer me feedback here in the comments on how it looks and functions. While you're there, you'll see that there is a tips page. If you know of a verified false accuser and can support that with a credible news source on the story, you can send that in to us. If we can verify the source and she qualifies for our directory, we will register her. As a matter of fact, this is exactly how you are going to populate this website. This way, you can play a pivotal role in helping to shine a light on the false accusation problem and on the false accusers themselves. And that's the whole point, of course, because right now, this problem doesn't have a fraction of the social awareness that it deserves. As you look through the perpetrators already listed, you will start to take in the blood-boiling reality. Like the woman who got 2 months in jail after the man she falsely accused had already served 4 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Or the many other cases where the perpetrator got no time at all for their vicious crime. Also, while you're on the site, you'll see a donation link at the header. For those of you who feel like this project is worthwhile, please consider modest support for it. We've already done a ton of work getting the site ready, and we'll be working very hard in the future to give it as much impact as possible. Now, I expect the standard round of bellyaching and deceptive coverage by the fake news media. It's par for the course. We're ready for it, though. This is a problem whose time has come. AVFM will be making noise about it and stressing the fact that we have no intention of ever stopping. Finally, a sincere thank you to the folks at Lilla Bolero Incorporated, linked below, for all the great technical work for the site. Thanks for being so professional, guys. All right, everybody, thanks for listening as usual. I hope you've enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.